The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Chuck from Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea. Billy's not here. So it's just Chuck. All right. Yeah. So what we're going to talk about, I have no idea because I don't have my partner in crime. We're just going to transition out of that. You know, music. All right, cool. So anyways, welcome to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and WSBR 88.1 in Lee. Doesn't work. Can't do the SBR without the, you know. Anyways, how is everyone doing out there in Radioland? I hope you all doing great, because, you know, I am, sort of. You know, I don't know if anyone's watching the FIFA World Cup. It's getting good. It's getting good. I mean, you know, my boys lost the Brazil team, but I was also going for the other team, the Norway team, because the beast Holland, they call him the Terminator, Norway's absolutely just phenomenal. Like, that guy is, you either guard him or you're in trouble. Like, there's no, I think he's like 6 foot, 6 foot seven, 6 foot six, somewhere around there. He's humongous. Like, watching the Brazil team against him, it's like a bunch of little midgets. Don't take me as being mean. It's like a bunch of little people, and it's, and these guys got legs the size of tree trunks, and they're just taking, they're just running, pacing. They could just, like, grab them, move them out of the way, and get the ball. That's how bad it was. It's funny. But I don't know if anyone's anyone's watching it. I'm sure a lot of Spanish people out there are watching it, of course. But I love the World Cup. I hated soccer. Hated it. Couldn't stand watching the game. I hated it. I met my wife, and then all of a sudden, I'm a huge fan now. First time I ever watched the FIFA World Cup, I just was like, this is stupid. I'm not interested in it. Meh. And my wife's like, you're gonna love it. You're gonna be excited to watch this. And I'm like, no, I'm not. And then I'm watching it, and I'm like, I'm doing that whole where you're not interested thing, but you really are. And you do that frustrated, like, oh, you didn't score. Oh, come on. You know, you do that, but you try to hide it, or you're like. Yeah, for the people that can't see me, you know what I'm talking about. Absolutely. It's getting good. There's a lot of people that think it's going to be France and Argentina as a rematch from the 2022 FIFA World Cup, which Argentina won. That was Messi's first World Cup. Mbappe is one of the best scorers so far this World Cup. Same with Holland from Norway, and Messi. Those three are for the golden, I think it's called the golden shoe, or I think that's what it's called. But yeah, you know, it's super exciting. Like, I got frustrated watching my team lose, and then my one of my favorite players retired, Neymar Jr. It sucked, but, you know, you can only do so much when you're constantly injured. You can only do what you can do. You can only run so fast and get injured. The only thing, I'm sure a lot of people are the same as me, that I hate about the game is when everybody falls when they barely get touched and they cry. That drives me insane. If you're really injured, just be really injured. Like, I can't remember what game it was. There was one game where one of the guys was trying to kick the ball into the net, and this guy dove trying to do a header, and he kicked him right in the face. Now, that's a legit injury, okay? You being, like, tapped on the shoulder, and then you fall down and grab your ankle, that's definitely not a legit injury. So, knock it off. Just play the game. And I personally don't think there should be offsides in that game. I really don't. I don't think there should be any offsides because it's, how do I say it? It's more of a skill thing. You got to be able to pass the ball properly. You got to be able to score. You know, it's, I don't think there should be any offsides. That's just my opinion, but sure. So if anyone's not following, if anyone that doesn't follow this, I'm sorry. You're going to have to deal with it. For the people that are following, if the people, the teams that are in is France beat Morocco yesterday 2-0. Spain and Belgium are today. Norway versus England. That's going to be a game right there. That is going to be a game. I personally think the Spain and Belgium game is going to be pretty good, but I don't know who to go for because Belgium destroyed USA. And we all know USA sucks when they play soccer. That's my opinion. They just suck. I don't know what they were doing, what the goalie was doing in that game. He just was like, okay, I don't want to kick it. And then he screwed up, and then they scored a goal. It's like, what are you doing? You're already down 99-0. Can you just, like, not give him an extra goal? But anyway. So, yeah, I don't go for USA ever. I mean, I get excited to watch them play, but it's like, they don't. They were good the first few games, and then they just were like, I don't want to play anymore. Okay. Same with Brazil. They should have won that game. It should have been like 5-2. It was no joke because they just could not get that ball past that goaltender. That goalie is amazing for Norway. He's amazing. Of course, he's like a giant. Like, you can't get nothing by him anyways. But, yeah. So, anyways, France is in. Belgium and Spain play today, like I said. Norway and England play, I think, tomorrow. I could be wrong. Switzerland and, that team. Messi's team. Wow, I can't even think. They play, I think, the next day, too. Or same day. I'm not sure which. But anyways, so those are the teams that are in. So France is waiting for Spain and Belgium. I personally don't know. I don't think Spain can beat them because Spain is a one-goal type of team. They just can't. They can't do it. I don't see it happening. I don't see them beating Belgium. I mean, hopefully they do, but you know, that's the way it goes, I guess. But this is my pick. I'm going for Norway. Straight up. Norway hasn't been in a World Cup for 28 years. And the funny thing is Brazil has never beaten them, obviously, because they didn't beat them this one. So Norway hasn't been in the World Cup in 28 years. I'm going for them. They're the underdog, man. They're the huge underdog. Belgium is, you know, they're pretty good, but I don't know. I personally hope Norway makes it all the way. That's just me. I want him to win. I want that dude to win, the Terminator. His name is Holland. He's amazing. If you guys ever get a chance to watch this guy, watch him. He's just, his number is number 9, and I want his jersey so bad. He's so awesome. And it's just watching the crowd, they do that rowing thing because they're Vikings. It's so awesome. I love it. I love it. I love the whole thing. Just the excitement of the game. And it stinks that it's almost over. I hate that. I wish it would last a little bit longer. But, you know, you can only do so much. There are some teams that should have been in it. But I thought Morocco was good. And they just gave it. They gave up. So I don't know if they thought, hey, we can beat France. No, you can't. Because France is tough. Their passing and their offense is amazing. Their front four is really good. Their midfield is not that great, but Morocco's midfield was really good. But Morocco, like I said, they just didn't play. They did their best, but they didn't play. But anyway, Argentina, they have come close losing twice. Once to two teams that have never really been there, and it's crazy, like Egypt, and I can't remember the other team, I'm not sure, it's Copa Verde, I think that's what it was, I could be wrong with the name, but they almost beat them, Egypt almost beat them, and Argentina scored at the last minute. And it's like, wow. Yeah, it was good. It was good. But I don't know, man. I'm going for Norway. So that's my pick. I want Norway to go all the way because I think they deserve it. 28 years not being in the World Cup? Whew, heck yeah. That's my opinion. Oh, man. So this isn't fun doing this by yourself sometimes because there's times where you just don't know what to talk about. And there's probably people out there going, oh, man, just Chuck, that's terrible. I need them both to be on, but they're not. I don't know where Billy is. I messaged him and he vanished. So I don't know what's going on. Oh, man. Yeah, so I'm going for Norway. I think it's going to be Norway. It's just a thought. This is what I really think, okay? I think it's going to be France and Argentina again. I think, in my personal brain, I want it to be Norway versus Argentina. That's me. And I'm afraid for Messi if he plays Norway because he's tiny and those guys are monsters. I mean, you might be able to like slip through their legs or something like that, just run through, you know, just a quick dip in there, you know. But it's the way it is, I guess. It's like you little people can't play those guys. They just can't do it. They're monsters, man. They're monsters. Like I think, like I said, England in the Norway game is going to be really good because they're all monsters. but I hope Norway beats them. Go Norway. Woo. Anyway. So yeah, it's been pretty hot lately. Well, last week was brutal. What was it? 97 one day. The humidity, it felt like 106. And I was working in it. And it was super fun. Loved every minute of it. Dying all the way. And I was sweating. I was sweating so bad. It was just like, all right, I'm done. I need to take a shower. And I was at work. And I get to use the amenities at work. So I was like, I'm taking a shower. I can't do this. This is crazy. I don't like that feeling. The sweat. Like it's sticking to your clothes. And it's just nasty. You're like, yeah. Just got out of the pool. No, I didn't. You look great. Yeah, okay. Did you just take a shower? No, I'm sweating to death. Like, my hat was soaked. And it's the netted ones. It's like the trucker hats. Soaked. My hat was completely soaked. And it was gross. Like, I kept pulling it off and putting it back on. You could feel it going. It was like, ew. And it was bad. It was so bad. Today doesn't look great. It looks like it's going to rain today. As Chantel would do it. We're going to let Chantel do the radio. It's 74 Fahrenheit outside, and the humidity is 67%. And the wind is 2. Thank you, Chantel. What about Saturday, Sunday, and Monday? Saturday is 78 Fahrenheit. Sunday is 81 Fahrenheit. And Monday is 83 Fahrenheit. Thank you, Chantel. You're the best. I know, right? Anyway, my name is Chantel. Yeah, sure. Anyway, yeah. So, Monday, it's my birthday. Woo, woo. Yeah, that's big old getting older. That's all I can say. Just getting older. I won't say older. I'll just say older. It's getting old, period. It's terrible. It's getting a cold, which is great. Losing my voice in the process. That's fun, too. Love it. Thank you. You're the best. But anyway. Oh, man. I don't know, man. I just sometimes I don't like doing the show by myself because I just get lost in translation because I don't know what to talk about. But I'm on the radio, so I can figure it out. It's good. No big deal. Like I said, talked about FIFA. Talked about the weather. Anyway. And, yeah, I can talk about the... my daughter is getting married on the 25th of July. It's amazing. Scary, but amazing. I get to do the toast, as me and Billy were talking about a few weeks ago, that Billy's going to blubber, you know, like, you know, stuff like that. Like, I'm going to cry, probably. I don't know, maybe. I might. Yeah, nah, you know, I'm not a baby. I can cry. I'm a man. I can deal with it. Some of you men out there are just like, you're not a man. You cry. Yeah, right. You cry on the inside. Keep doing that. It makes you tougher. It's all good. It doesn't matter. Oh, man. It is, what is today? Friday the 10th. Nice. Friday the 10th of July. So how was the 4th of July? I mean, that was, I didn't see the parade or anything. I didn't get a chance to because I had to go to work. But anyways, I had to work on the 4th of July. And it was all right. I mean, I get paid double, so I'm good. You know, can't say no to that. Who's going to say no to money? Well, yeah, nobody does. Oh, man. It's 4th of July was all right. The only thing I hate is all night long listening to fireworks. All night. And it drives me insane. Oh, man. It's to the point where I don't know if Pittsfield now has a curfew where, like, you can light off fireworks at a certain time, because I don't know if it was all night, but I heard it for a while and then it just quit. So I don't know if there's like, oh, you got like a till 12 o'clock to stop lighting fireworks or we're going to come find you. Like, good luck finding us lighting fireworks. You're not going to find us. I'm sure somebody's going to call the cops, but you know, it's, I don't know. I don't know if it's like a, I don't know if they have like a little, I don't know if they have, like I said, I don't know if they have a curfew for, lighting off fireworks certain times. Like, you can only do this, this, and this, and this at this time or whatever, but, you know, it is, people are having fun. I mean, I don't really get angry about it. I don't get upset, but, you know. And then they did a fireworks show on the 8th. That, how do I say this? That's like ordering food and not getting it for 2 days. It doesn't make any sense to me, but sure. Oh, man. Yeah, man, it was funny. Oh, man. But, I mean, I heard them, but I didn't watch them because, to me, it's not the 4th of July anymore, so it's kind of pointless to even bother. I just don't bother. Fireworks were great when I was a kid. Not anymore. They're just, I like the cookouts, you know, having burgers and hot dogs and, you know, chicken, whatever you cook on the grill. Whatever. It doesn't matter. Like, shish kebabs, you know, skewers. Whatever. Anything. I just don't. I'm not a fireworks person anymore. I like to light them. I'm just not interested in watching them sitting in a car going, ooh, ah, ooh, oh, ah, ooh, ah, oh, ooh. No, I can't. As a kid, bright-eyed, like, wow, you know, just love the colors. It was amazing. I think they light off fireworks better when I was younger than they do now. It's more like a, here, let's pop off like 10, doom, 1, doom, 2, you know, then all of a sudden they're like, okay, we're bored, and they light them off, and they all go off. The grand finales are terrible. I'm sorry, they are. They are. They're just horrible. They're just absolutely terrible. The one that they had on the 8th, terrible. I'm sorry it was. Whoever lit those fireworks, I apologize, but you know what? I thought it was terrible. I'm not saying I would do better. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying it was just terrible. Just my opinion. It's an opinion. But, you know what opinions are like. But you're a jerk. Yeah, I know. It's all right. It's not your cup of tea, obviously. So it doesn't bother me. Yeah. So anyways, my daughter's getting married. Super excited. Met a great guy. If you guys are listening to it, this is great. Troy's amazing. My daughter's amazing. I'm excited. Super excited for them. I can't wait because it's going to be fun. The party's going to be a blast. People are probably going to get hammered and probably get escorted off the property. Hopefully that never happens. Hopefully that doesn't happen. It's been a road, like, doing this. Like, I mean, I did this thing yesterday where we were cutting out pictures of, like, families that were, you know, weddings, married, or people that have been married, or, like, you know, like, people that have been together, like, old pictures. Like, I had a picture of my mom and my dad when they were very young. Yeah. And it kind of hits you in the heart, you know, because I lost my parents, a long time. I lost my parents. I lost my dad 6 years ago. I lost my mom 4, which is crazy. But seeing that picture, I mean, I wasn't born yet, but seeing that picture was just like, wow, you know, I look nothing like either one of you. It's so bad. I look like my uncles. I do. I look like my uncle. I look like more like my Uncle Frank than anyone. If I had a side-by-side picture, I'd show you. You guys would be like, there's no way. Yeah, I look exactly like my Uncle Frank. My Uncle Frank passed. My Uncle George passed. My aunt passed. I have nobody, dude. I have no family. I have no mom, no dad, no uncles, no aunts, no grandma and grandpa. I have nothing. I have 2 sisters, and that's it. That's it. It's crazy. Like, what the heck? But, you know, hey, it's life. You know, It's inevitable. There's nothing you can do about it. It's terrible. It's a terrible thing. But, you know, it is, as they say, it is what it is. I couldn't even say it. That was great. I was trying to say it, but it wasn't coming out. But, yeah, my daughter's having her bachelorette party, like a picnic type thing. Yeah, she's going to have fun. Hope she enjoys that. Because... Yeah. I don't know what to do. I don't know. I want to have a bachelor party for Troy, but I don't even know what to do. What is everyone doing? You know, I'm confused. Are we getting him a stripper? Or not, you know, the stripper, like strip paint? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Exactly what I'm talking about, right? I don't know. I don't know I don't know if anyone's doing anything. I have no clue. If they are, sweet. If they're not, I wouldn't know anyways because nobody tells me anything. I'm just one of those guys that's stuck in the dark. You know, just, hey, do you want to come? Like, huh? What's going on? What are we doing? Oh, do you want to come to the party? What are you talking about? You know, being my age, I don't want to go out anymore. I don't want to do anything. I just want to sleep. You know, at this age, you just want to sleep. You don't like it. Oh, well, we're going out and having fun. What time are we going out? 9? No, I'm just going to stay home, put my feet up and watch TV. I just don't have energy for that. I have no energy to go out and hang out with people. I just don't have energy for it. I just have none. Like, I don't want to be there. I just want to go home. It's sad. It is a sad, sad thing where you have to go home because you don't want to go out. Or you're just old and you just don't want to do anything. You don't want to do nothing. All your friends are like, hey, let's go out and have fun. All right, yeah, I'll be there in a minute. And you just never show up. Dude, what are you doing? Going to bed. It's only 8. Well, I'm old. You guys are not as smart as I am, so I'm going to bed. Some people just can do it. I can't. I can't do it. When I was younger, maybe, but now is not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. I can't do it. I can go out for like, I think I have like 45 minutes in me. I think that's it. 45 minutes of out time. That's all I got. If you tell me 9 o'clock, I don't know. I don't know if I could. If it's 8, I might show up for like 45 minutes or half an hour. And be like, hey, I'm going home now. Like, what are you going home for? I'm going to bed. What do you mean? I just can't do this. Have a drink. No. I'm going to have some water when I get home. It's good for you. But it's exactly the truth. There's people out there that just can't do it anymore. And there's some people out there just party every day, and they just, I don't get it. I don't get how you can do that. I just don't get how you can party every single weekend and just, well, probably because you have the weekend off. Some of us don't, so, you know, but, I mean, heck, I commend you. I can't do it. I have no willpower in that. I just can't do it anymore. I have willpower to stop doing things, certain things, but I can't do, I just can't do it. It's a, I don't know what it is. And there's a lot of people that go out and just get hammered every single day. I can't do that. Because I do have to drive. And I'm not going to do that. So, but, you know, it's just people want to have a good time because work, sometimes work can just be stressful and brutal. And some people work in their cool little cubicles and they can't stand the fact that they're next to people they don't like. So I guess that's the reason. I don't know. They're like, I just don't like Brenda. She's so rude. What do you mean? The way she snatched the paper out of my hand today? Ugh, I don't like her. And the way she took my stapler and the way she put it back? Ugh, so disrespectful. And did you see how she took my blue pen? Look, really? Ugh, it's terrible. I don't like it. And then she, like, violently threw it back into my pen jar. Sure. Anyway, there's some people that have so much... so many issues with things that just have no reason to have it be an issue. And it's hilarious. We might talk about that in the next half. But it's funny. It really, there's things that I just don't understand that people just get so frustrated over. And I just want to laugh. I can't help but laugh. Because it's like, how? Just how? I just don't get how. Just please. I'm going to keep saying it. How? 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 But I'm going to talk about that next half. I am, because it's funny. Some of the things that I have seen people get frustrated over or get mad is hilarious. It is absolutely hilarious, like super hilarious. And I laugh. I literally laugh at that. But I get people have, how do I say it? Ticks. Not the ones you get bit by. It's not what I'm talking about. People have a tick where it's like or a thing they don't like. Whatever. Tick. Doesn't matter. Anyway. Where like somebody does something and they're like, oh, pet peeve. That's it. Thank you. That's what I wanted to say. My brain just started talking. But anyway, pet peeves. People have pet peeves. But some of the pet peeves don't make any sense to me. Like, again, I'm not talking about it till next half. We will, and we're going to get into it deep, deep inside the mind of pet peeves, But some of them are funny. Some of them just don't make, I just don't get them. They're stupid. I'm sorry, but if there's people out there have pet peeves, and if I say some of them, one or two of them, then you're like, whoa, wait a minute. And you're like, yeah, well, I think they're dumb. Okay? Come on. You're an adult. Get over it. Yeah, I can't say that because I have some pet peeves, but they're not like, oh my God, he folded the paper wrong. You know, seriously? Get real. Anyway, nobody cares how the paper looks.
But it has to be perfect. I don't like it.
Yeah, right. Okay, sure it does. But it's just funny. But anyways, I'm going to talk about that in the next half hour. Because I think it's something funny to talk about. I already talked about FIFA. And some other stuff that I don't remember. See? Alzheimer's. Kicking in, guys. It's kicking in. So after this next minute, when the minute hits, we're going to do the call sign and all that good stuff. Yeah, we're going to do our commercial break, and then I'll be back. I promise I'll be back. Okay. We'll be back, right, Chantel? Yeah, we'll be right back after our commercial break, but we're not leaving yet. My name's Chantel. Yeah, that's not what I... But anyway. Whew. All right. So, get ready for the pet peeve time. It's going to be fun. Thank you for listening to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and WSBR 88.1 in Lee. We will be right back after this commercial break. Or not.
The BRTA offers training to any person or group new to using the bus system or the process. We have a certified travel trainer that will make the process easier. Our travel trainer will ride the bus with you until you are more comfortable with how everything works. They can teach you about fares, how to read the schedules, how to get on or off the bus, and pedestrian safety. If you are interested in this service, please email traveltraining@berkshirerta.com.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
I made it. I made it back. All right. So I'm going to look up some of these pet peeves because I think it's funny. All right. Let's see. Dude, I'm going to love this. I'm going to say, let's see. Pet peeves people hate. Let's see. I don't know. It's going to be, like I said, there's ones that, paper is folded wrong. Oh my God, you creased it wrong. Grow up. Seriously, knock it off. Like, or the staple's not in the right place. Come on. Dude, that's stuff that drives me, that I think is stupid. That's stupid. No one cares what it looks like. You're going to throw it away in 24 hours anyways. It doesn't matter. Really. It's just... Oh my God. So funny. Now, certain pet peeves I get, like not cleaning up after yourself, like if somebody eats and they don't clean up after themselves, that would aggravate me. That's different. And I have that all the time. I have a child. But anyways, like I don't like people that when I go to Dunkin' Donuts, you know what I hate? When somebody's standing right close to you, that drives me nuts. That is like, get out of my personal space, bro. Like, seriously, back up. Like, I hate that. Like, there is no need for you to be right up on me, okay? Seriously. I mean, you would smell my conditioner. Oh, yeah. It's like, no. You smell like lavender. Get away from me. It's, no. Let's see. I know people got tons, and they're funny. Let me see. Here's some. This one, chewing food loudly. Like, yeah, that's obnoxious. Like, close your mouth. You're an adult or a child. Either way, close your mouth. Nobody wants to see you eating your food. No, like, nobody wants to hear it, actually. Nobody wants to see that at all. Talking with food in your mouth. Everybody does that. Like, it's time to get over it. And I know people shouldn't. It's kind of gross. Because, like, when you're talking, you spit, like, food shrapnel at, like, 40 miles an hour and hit somebody in the eye, takes their eye out. But it's all fun and games to get hit with food shrapnel. But it is annoying. I'll see. I do have some pet peeves, like I said, but some of them are stupid. And they're not, they're just, I think it's just somebody who's like, oh, I got to have this pet peeve because it's cool. No, it's not. It's stupid. Anyways, these ones make sense. All right. Being late without letting somebody know, that's not a pet peeve. That's just stupidity. Okay, that's me. That's stupidity. You're supposed to let them know. Interrupting others while they're speaking. I mean, yeah, that's annoying. But if you had a brain in your head, you know how to use your manners. You know, just go, excuse me, can I ask you something? Sorry to interrupt. That's what you say. You don't just go, hey, you want the other day I just bought toilet paper. Yeah, I want to know who came up with the word pet peeve. That's what I want to know. Billy just said that. He's not here. He's on the phone. He just said that. let's see, leaving dirty dishes in the sink. My daughter does that all the time. Thank you. Let's see. Leaving lights on in an empty room.
Who doesn't do that? Like, who doesn't do that? Like, who does not leave a light on? I mean, I hate when the lights are on when there's nobody in there, or you leave the TV on when you're not even in the room. I was like, dude, what are you doing? I don't get mad. It's not a pet peeve. I'm just like, all right, I'll just turn it off. Whatever. Not a big deal. But then you go back and you're like, why? Are you even watching this? You know what? Okay, you know what? This is what gives me a pet peeve. Is when you're watching a movie and the person you're watching the movie with won't get off their phone. That gets on my nerves. Like, that is a pet peeve of mine. Like, what's the point of you watching the movie if you're just going to look at your phone the whole time? Oh, I know what's going on. No, you don't. You're not even paying attention. And then when it gets to the good part, you go, oh, watch this. And they're just like, oh, yeah. Oh, that's terrible. Yeah. That drives me nuts. That I hate. Don't watch a movie with me. Go away. But, well, as we were talking, pet peeve, slamming doors. I don't know. That one just seems relevant when you're peeved off. Pet peeve. Pet peeve. I don't know what the pet part means, though. Peeve means you're pissed, I guess. I'm very angry. But the pet part, I'm not understanding. But anyway. Slamming doors makes... I mean, when you're angry, I guess. But it's stupid. Because when you slam doors, you knock things off walls. And then you're like, dang it. And you're like, yeah, you're stupid. So, talking during movies, that drives me nuts. Sometimes it does. Sometimes if I already seen the movie, I don't really care. Using your phone during a conversation, that absolutely is annoying. Like, when you're talking to somebody, you're just like, yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah. Uh-huh. And then you go, did you hear what I said? Yeah, I heard what you said. What did I say then? Pig vomit pisses off Billy. Oh, man. Playing music or videos loudly in public. What? How is that a pet peeve? If it's late at night, that's a different story. But is it during the day? Grow up. go in your house and just shut the door, Karen. Nobody cares. Billy's pig vomit is Billy's pet peeve. Yes, mine too. cutting in line. That, it's not a pet peeve. I just go, yo. I was here before you. Oh, okay. It's not a peeve. Like, if you're not going to make it in line before I say something. So there's no pet peeve there. It's like, you better back up because you weren't here. And then, by the way, the line's back there. Have a good one. Not returning your shopping cart. I'm going to guess everybody that listens to the show does exactly that. Oh, man, that's funny. Billy said he can't be here, but he can reply to messages. He's listening to the show, so. I mean, shopping carts, it gets annoying when people put it in a parking spot and I want to slap them across the forehead. You know, it's like, dude, come on. It's right there next to you. Put it over there. That's probably the only time I get aggravated about it, because I have to move the cart to take the parking spot because you're too stupid to move the cart. Anyways. Walking slowly on the sidewalk. That depends, man. If you have a walker or a cane and you can't walk properly, no. That's not a pet peeve. That's just something stupid idiot came up with. That doesn't make sense to me. That's not a pet peeve. That's just dumb. I don't like that. That doesn't make any sense to me. But sure. Walking slow on the sidewalk. You kind of don't have a choice, man. All right, let's see what other pet peeves we have here. Let's see. Walking slow on the sidewalk. That's just, yeah. Being rude to waiters or service workers. I mean, it depends. If anyone's ever seen the movie Waiting, I would advise you not to be rude to your waiters or a service worker. Anyone, don't be rude to them, because if you have not seen the movie Waiting with Ryan Reynolds, you need to watch it, because I guarantee you, you'll never have your food go back, especially if you're rude about it. That's different. But if you're like, oh, this is a little undercooked, and you're like, oh, okay, and then if you're kind about it, that's different. But if you're like, you need to learn how to cook this, that's different. Then they're going to do exactly what they do in the movie. And I'm guessing that's probably not what you want. Borrowing things and not returning them. Have I done that? I don't think I ever have done that. I might have like forgotten, like, oh, hey, I got your thing. I forgot about that. Oh, yeah, no problem. It's not like I borrowed it to keep it. people who litter. I don't know. Have you seen outside in some areas? Yeah, looks great. Like, I hate the people that can't throw their garbage out, so they dump it on the side of the road somewhere. That is ignorant. You are a moron. I'm sorry, but you are. I can't help it. People who don't do any work in group projects. You mean lazy people? Let's just say you hate lazy people. People that just don't want to do anything. You're just like, why am I doing this by myself and you're not helping me? It's always me and Samantha. It's never you. Yeah, that. Clicking pens or tapping fingers nonstop. Okay, first off, I drum, so I always tap my fingers. I always do this. I don't do it nonstop, but I mean, it's just a habit. Clicking pens, I do, and it drives me nuts, because I know I'm doing it, and I'm like, did you stop? And I just don't stop. I just keep doing it. But it's not, like I said, it's not nonstop. I do it for like, I don't know, 2-3 minutes, and I'm done. And I stop for the rest of the day. I'm finished. It's like a nervous habit. It's like when you use the, like the spinners and, you know, the fidget stuff. Yeah, it's fidgeting. Leaving the toilet seat up. Oh, let me guess. That's always men, right? It's always men. I won't go there. Okay. Leaving the toilet seat up is always on men. It's always on men. Always on men. I get that. Totally understand. I don't leave the toilet seat up. Never. I always put it down when I'm done. Every time. Because I know how women get. But you complain about us putting the toilet seat up, or leaving it up, excuse me, but you've got 7,622 million things of makeup all over the kitchen, all over the sink, everywhere, all over the place. And we have no right to leave the toilet seat up. Please be quiet. Stop talking. It's the truth. You're messy and you're disgusting. Oh, and your hair. Yeah, that's gross too. Leaving your hair everywhere? No. That's just gross. You need to pick it up. I'm not doing it for you. Anyway. The sound of nails on a chalkboard. That doesn't bother me. That's just not a pet. That's not a pet peeve. That's just not just an annoying thing somebody does. I don't consider that a pet peeve. Maybe. Not cleaning up after yourself, obviously. I said the people who stand too close to you. Strangers having loud calls in public. Now, I'm not singling anyone out, but I have to, okay? It's not a disrespectful thing. It's just funny, because it's the truth. I lived in Ecuador for 5 years. I have to explain this before I say this. I lived in Ecuador for 5 years. There is not one person that can listen to their phone in Ecuador at a normal volume. I know we're talking about talking. They can't talk in a normal volume in Ecuador. So I'm going to blame all the Spanish people, that women, not men, that just cannot talk normal on a phone. They yell. They always are so loud, or they listen to their videos loud, and it's like, seriously? I love the Spanish community, but that's the truth. I'm sorry. All of you do that. It's so terrible. Like, I can't even be in a store, and it's like, hey, hola, yeah, hello, how are you? Hey! Yeah, it's like, wow, man, we don't need to hear you. Yeah, they leave the Chewbacca in the shower. When you pull it out, it's nasty. Absolutely, like the hair we were talking about. Pick it up. Pick it up. Pick it up. All right, what else we got for pet peeves? One-word text replies like K or fine. Okay. I get that. But if you're driving, which you should never be texting and driving, but if you're at a light and you're getting ready to go, K is okay. Instead of the okay, just K. Gotcha. You don't want to keep going O and K because you're not paying attention to what you're doing. Then you're going to rear-end somebody. I guess it makes sense. Sure. Whatever. Anyway, overusing emojis. I have not seen that yet. I have not seen overuse of emojis. I mean, sure, there's people that do it where they're like happy face, smiley face, lovey face, kissy face. Knock it off. Like, it's got to be all the teeny boppers that do that. Like, oh my God. You know, whatever. Because they never get off their phone anyways. What? What? I don't even know what that means. Anyway, constantly complaining. I'm complaining right now. So I'm constantly complaining about these stupid pet peeves. Like I said, these are mostly legit. Some of the ones that I was talking about, like the staple is not placed in the right spot on the paper, or you folded the paper wrong. That is stupid. Okay. Or my paper clips aren't organized in colors. I don't know. I just don't get it. I don't get it. I really don't. But anyway, I think those are stupid. But that's somebody's thing. I get it. I get it. But whatever. Constantly complaining. There's a few people I know that do that. Not like friends or anything, but people I know that do that. They're like, oh my God, do you hear? Oh my God, I'm just going, I don't know what to do. What do I do? I'm just going to complain. Let's complain. Shut up. Anyway. Ignoring messages by staying active online. That's obnoxious. Okay, that is literally obnoxious. I have done that to people, but I don't mean to do that to people. Like, if I'm working, I can't really answer you. So, I guess that doesn't really count. I will get to it eventually. Just relax. Don't have a heart attack, I promise. But, yeah. Those are fun. Not following basic rules. Those are people at work. Like, okay, I told you how to do it this way, and you're overwhelming yourself with way too much, and you're not listening to what I told you. This is what you need to do. This is the basic rules of the way to do it, but you're doing it your way, and you're screwing it up. So, sure. All right, do it your way, then. You're the one that's going to be suffering, but not me. I tried. Being messy in shared places. Oh, isn't that a hoarder? No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I mean, it depends, I guess. Like, if you're sitting there watching movies and there's chips and dip and cups and cans and stuff everywhere, who cares? That's your space. What difference does it make? You're going to pick it up later anyways. Anyways, let's see. Repeating the same story over and over and over. I think me and Billy do that on the show. But we don't care because we make it funnier after we do it the first time and it was funny. So, yeah, we'll do whatever we want. But I know what that means. I'm just saying. Making plans and canceling last minute. You know how many people don't want to choke for that? Like, seriously. There's a lot of people that I want to choke for that. Just for fun. Nothing. No harm, no foul. Not going to wait until they turn blue. Just want to choke them. Just for a few minutes. I mean, you know, it's not going to hurt. let's see. Not saying please or thank you. There is a lot of people that do that. Like, I can hold the door for somebody and nobody says thank you. I really want to throw them back out the door and be like, now open it yourself. But I just go, okay, you're welcome. That's what I say. And I really don't care. That's exactly what I'll say to them. And mostly, it's teenage kids these days. You open a door for a teenage kid. Don't get me wrong. There's a few that have said thank you. There is ones that just walk in, don't say a word to you, and I go, you're welcome. And they go, oh, and that's it. Not thank you. Nothing. Just, oh. Yeah. You can show your mentality. But anyways, let's see. It's just, whatever. And there's probably more adults that are worse, but sure. Playing videos without headphones. Why? That's not, that doesn't, what? No. If you listen to the video at a normal volume, Spanish people. Yeah, you know what you're talking, you know what I'm talking about. But I don't know. Is that really a pet peeve for some people? Like, you can't listen. Why is your video so loud? I just can't deal with it. Then get out of the room. Walk away. Go somewhere else. Like, if it's too loud, that's different. But if it's, like, bothering you at a low volume, go away. Just go in another direction. Just don't even sit near me or whatever. Anyways. Let's see. Oh, Jesus. This has to be for teenagers. This one right here. Wi-Fi signals that cut out. That's got to be for teenage kids that just can't handle the fact that they can't be on TikTok for 24 hours out of the day, 7 days a week, when the Wi-Fi goes out. Oh, my God, it's the end of the world. What do I do? Yeah, just good God. That is probably some adults, too, that are, like, younger than me, like, in their 30s, that are, cry about it. And their kids act the same way as they do. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. They're like, the Wi-Fi's out. What do I do? I can't go on Facebook and complain. You know, I can't share everything. And they wave in their hand. They're trying to dry their eyes because they're crying. It's the truth. It's the truth. Oh, God, that one's so stupid. Taking credit for someone else's work. That is obnoxious. There is so many people that do that. They're like, yeah, I did this for you. I did such a good job. Like, where I work, there's these tents, okay? And they're set up really nice. I have never, the only thing I ever did in that tent was move a chair. And everyone goes, oh, you set this up? No. All I did was move that chair. It looks so great. Again, I did not do this. I will never take credit for any of that. Period. No. That's not going to happen. The only credit I'll take is I moved that chair over there. Go me. You know, that's it. That's all I did. I moved the chair. It's pretty over there, isn't it? It looks nice. But anyway, no, I will never take credit for someone else's work. Leaving crumbs on the counter or table. Yeah, that's kind of annoying. Like, right after you clean, and then you go out there and there's crumbs everywhere, and you're like, oh my God. Why can't you pick it up? Like, just sweep it in your hand like mommy and daddy taught you, because they used to do the same thing back in the day. Unless they're younger, which they don't get it. They'll use a paper towel because it's too hard for them to put it in their hand. Because they, oh my God, I don't want to touch it. Oh, it's so gross. Stupid. Anyway, let's see. I'm not flushing the toilet. Well, yeah, that would aggravate anyone. Like, right after you go have a picnic and you don't flush, come on, that's gross. Nobody wants to find that. And it's, but don't get me wrong, I've many times where I'm like, what is going on here? That's gross. Or if your toilet don't work, then I guess you're in trouble. So can't really be a pet peeve if you don't have a toilet. Why are you going to the bathroom in it to begin with? Just like Dumb and Dumber. Toilet's broken. Okay. You know? Yeah. Leaving empty containers in the fridge. No. Hang on. Leaving empty containers in the fridge. Leaving empty bags or boxes of, like, if you have crackers or cookies. And putting them back on top of the fridge or back in the cabinet. Oh, my God. I want to... That, right there. You are lazy where you cannot even throw the box away. That is just ridiculous. And I know this is mostly, I'm saying it again, I don't really care. Mostly kids. because they just don't have that ability to actually walk to the garbage because it might hurt them because they're missing their TikTok video. Throw it away, man. Come on. Yes, I'm blaming a lot of teens because I have one. Anyways. let's see. Having to wait for the bathroom. How's that? Is that a pet peeve, really? You have to wait to go to the bathroom? Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Why don't you go pop a squat outside or something? Quit complaining. Find another bathroom. I'm sure there's stores close by. I have one. That's no. Not replacing toilet paper on a toilet paper roll. Now, men are always blamed for this. Always. No. You women are the worst. Okay? Worst. You do that so much that you never replace it. And what's the first thing you say to us when you go to the bathroom? Honey, can you give me some toilet paper? Because you forgot to replace it about an hour ago? Yeah. Figures. So, yeah, I'm blaming you guys on that one, too. You're not going to just blame us. It's not going to happen. All right. Let's see what else we got here. Saying no offense before being offensive. Dude, I'm going to do that at a comedy show when I do my show. I'm going to say no offense and then just be offensive. It's perfect. That is a perfect thing to say. It's so funny. That is great. That is, I'm going to use that. I like that. Like, there's no way that you can't use that at a comedy show. There's no way. Before all you people, just so you know, there's no offense, but, and just blurt something offensive out. Perfect. Because I'm offensive, and I really don't care. dude, I got to use it. We already did this one. Why? Long waiting times at restaurants. Go to another restaurant. Duh. Come on, man. Stop being a baby and go to another restaurant. Well, in Pittsfield, you only have what? 1, 2, 3? I think 3. There's only 3 here, right? What was it? Applebee's 99 restaurant and Chipotle. That's it. Bye-bye, Chili's. You did great. Anyways. I think it was a wait staff. But anyway, yeah, go to another restaurant. Quit complaining. Using someone else's stuff without asking. That sounds like somebody I know. But we won't mention her name. Anyways, driving too slowly in the fast lane. That is my pet peeve. If you're going to be in the left lane to go fast, move the car. Like, go. Like, and then people on the right are flying. And you're like, I don't get it. Like, if you're going to be slow, go to the right. Stay out of that lane. Oh, my God. It's so obnoxious. Like, I don't know. But anyways, I got a couple minutes. See, Billy's using emojis. I knew he was going to do it. Yeah, when it rains the entire time on your vacation, that's obnoxious. That is not a fun time. Oh man, well, I've had fun with you guys. We're talking about pet peeves, and I don't know, Billy, we should do that next week too and talk about some pet peeves and see if we can find any other ones. Like, I think the ones that I liked are the stupid ones, like the staple placement is not right on the paper. You folded that wrong. It's just here. You got to fold it this way. You got to make the creases perfect. I would just rip the paper out of your hand and just be like, knock it off. You know? And put my pens back color. Like, make sure you put the pens back in the right way because I like them in like a circular motion going like counterclockwise. How are you supposed to know that? Like, come on, man. Really? How are you supposed to know your pens go counterclockwise? They don't even move. But anyways, I just want to say thank you for listening to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea. I really appreciate you guys listening. I know it was a fun time. We had a good time. I think we had a good time. Yeah, so I'm going to get ready to sign off here in like a couple seconds. But yeah, I just want to thank you guys. Appreciate you listening. I'm glad you guys are loyal fans. Continue to be loyal fans. We really appreciate all that. Write us on our page once in a while. Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea. Say, hey, how you guys doing? You know, miss you guys. You know, blah, 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 whatever. You know, whatever. Anything. Say happy birthday to me because it's Monday. So, you know, whatever. Well, have a good night, guys. I'll see you guys next week. Have a good one.